blink and the new NFL season will be upon us. But before all of that, the Neil Reynolds podcast is returning to get you prepped and ready. We've taken a longer sabbatical than we planned, but that's because we've been making some changes ahead of our new season that drops on Tuesday, July 27th. Firstly, we're going to be weekly from then on, right through Super Bowl 56, all the way to the end of February. That will mean 32 weeks of NFL life stories and insight. What hasn't changed is that we'll be bringing our listeners the biggest names from around the NFL. In fact, we've spent much of the offseason in their company, including Super Bowl winning center Ryan Jensen.
These aren't like small towels. They were pretty big washcloths getting shoved down there. And it's a little uncomfortable at first. And you got, you know, half a bottle of baby powder down there. And it was weird to get used to. But for the most part, it took me about a week or two to get really comfortable with it. And after that, you just don't even realize it's there.
Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich.
You know, being a man of faith, you know, I always thought to myself, hey, it'd be great to win a Super Bowl, but okay, my life can be complete if that doesn't happen. But then when we actually won, it was so stinking incredible. It was incredible. It was just an incredible experience.
Jacksonville's new leader, Urban Meyer.
How do you slow down a great athlete? You make him fearful of him or her being fearful of making a mistake or overcomplicating things, which we have all done many, many times. So the coaching philosophy is here is keep it simple. And the premium is placed on effort and finish. And I really believe that effort overcomes mistakes all the time. If you had to say what's the philosophical structure of the Jaguars is play fearless. Don't worry about making mistakes. They happen. And you play harder and longer and faster than your opponent.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
I had zero offers coming out of high school. I had a couple coaches say, come and try to walk on at this spot. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to obtain a scholarship and kind of give my parents that satisfaction with all the resources they put into me as a kid. So went the junior college route. And it's not the most sought after position, but ended up having one offer as the University of Wyoming. And, you know, it's a stepping path towards where I am now. And I wouldn't go back and change anything. I love my time there. I love my teammates that I met. I made some lifelong friends with the players and the coaches there. So it was definitely where I was meant to be.
And of course, I couldn't leave my dear friend Ryan Fitzpatrick off that list.
So I sent all my poles back to Arizona. So I'm not going to be doing much fishing. I'm not going to find out. But I've heard it's okay. It's just the access that me and you had to the water in Tampa. You can't beat it.
We have many more names coming to you soon on the Neil Reynolds podcast. But while you wait, our entire back catalogue from season one is still available on the feed where you're streaming this now. So if you missed any episodes, go back and listen at your leisure. Better still, tell your NFL friends who may not have listened yet. We're looking forward to July 27th when we'll be sharing more NFL life stories, and we hope to see you there. Until then, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the NR Pod. See you all very soon.